We were ready to leave out of there, already at the front door, when Erno snaps his fingers. "Hold this," he says. He had everything, wallets and jewelry, bank deposit, the gun, all of it wrapped up in one of Gus's aprons. He sort of tiptoed down the stairs, and when he comes back up, he's got a Johnny in his hand.
"A condom, you mean?" Muriel asked.
"Exactly. Used, too. After everything else,
Collins just shook his head several times.
"Anyway, Erno says, stuff those tickets up behind. Couldn't have found them with a miner's light if I hadn't seen the edge of this here." She had maybe 15 tickets rolled tight in that rubber.
Muriel asked Collins what happened when they left Paradise.
"I followed Erno back to his house and sat with him in his car. The big thing on his mind was how to get rid of that apron full of stuff in his trunk, the gun, the wallet, the jewelry. It was all there. It was a tool shed in his backyard with a dirt floor. If we dug there, no way anybody was going to see us, and so we each shoveled till we were halfway to China and threw that apron in there. Then he walked me to my car, and right there on the street reached up and hugged me, murdered three folks, and hugged me. I drove off, crying like a child. After that night, there wasn't a way for me to be right with myself. I was done being Pharaoh for a while, in case the police figured out anything about the tickets. It wasn't a week. I was back to doping. Erno tried hard to stop me, but with time to think, I wasn't having no more of him. One day, I'm at Lamplight, and there's Gandalf. This has to be 2 months after all this mess, and with 20 dudes around, he reaches into his pocket and, wrapped in this ratty piece of tissue, there's Louisa's cameo. I knew it straight out. I'd seen it on her neck. "Pharaoh," he says to me. That's all he knew to call me. "Pharaoh, man, what all am I going to do with this thing now? Ain't worth nothing to nobody else. I'm like, word up, nigger. You go and put yourself under. You best get rid of that. Police be saying you the one who busted a cap in her." He's like, "How they do that when I ain't done nothing? I'm in a mind to find her kin. They pay good for this here now. She's dead. They owe me because of how she held out on me." I'm like, "Do what you have to, brother. But maybe you ought to hold up with that till somebody else is under the weight for dropping her down six. I don't want to never hear nothing over them tickets." He says, "Ain't no chance of that." Uncle Erno, man, he was just tripping when I told him. He was looking around for Gandalf after that, gonna roust him and get that piece off him before he made trouble for himself and the both of us. But Erno didn't ever find him, I guess. Wasn't quite winter yet, so Gandalf wasn't hanging at the airport.
Muriel made a sound. Winter. As carefully as Erdi had papered over Colin's role, he'd missed that detail when he'd invented his own encounter with Gandalf and the cameo, and she'd nailed him on the witness stand. It was the first instant she was certain he was lying.
"Pretty soon, I had trouble enough on my own," Colin said. "Second of October, I got set up on a big buy bust. Videotape and everything. Cops knew they had me bad, even when they were shoving me in the cruiser. Third time for you, boy. Take a good look out the window, 'cause you ain't never gonna see the street again for the rest of your life." They were cold, but I had to give them something. I would have started in talking on the way to the station if I didn't figure those gangster outlaws I was kicking down to would kill me first night in the jail. Anyway, a couple of hours back inside and I'd gotten it in my head. And this was all Uncle Erno's fault. If he didn't go and shoot those people, I wouldn't be jammed up like this. And if I stooled on my uncle, wouldn't be any gangbangers to kill me for doing that. Erno, though, he was a smart one, knew damn well what I was fixing to do. He was the first visit I got. He's like, "You told him anything?" I was pretending I didn't understand, but he wouldn't let me get away with that. "Oh, don't bullshit a bullshitter." I know what you're thinking. and I'm not going to tell you not to do it for my sake. But I will say that for yours. You tell them the truth, they'll put you right in the middle of it. Said he had a better idea. Put all of the blame on that poor lame Gandalf. He'd been running his mouth forehand how he's going to kill Louisa anyway. Sort of made himself suspect number one. Just had to lead the police the right way. I wasn't sure Squirrel'd be silly enough to keep that cameo around after I warned him, but Erno said not to worry. Dude, that's off. Once an idea gets into his head, you can't get it out.